Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Henry Curtis said, "Make your plans as fantastic as you like, because 25 years from now, they will seem mediocre. Make your plans 10 times as great as you first planned, and 25 years from now, you will wonder why you did not make them 50 times as great." Our guests today have made great plans, and they live it out. They've received great vision from the Lord, and they are walking in it. They possess a down-to-earth level of, shall I say, just courageous faith that will both help equip and motivate you. As usual, I pause at the beginning of our show in this moment just to remind you, the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is because we want to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know how much He loves you, that He knows you, and that whatever you might be facing right now, whatever challenge is before you, whatever difficulty you might be facing, He's here to embrace you. You might be struggling with areas of guilt or regret, and the Lord is here to say, hey, things can get better. And so we want to remind you that Christ died on the cross for your sins. He shed His blood on that cross. He was buried, and He rose again on the third day. And the living Christ, Jesus Himself, calls you to Himself this very day, in spite of where you might be right now. Come just as you are and put your faith and trust in Christ. James Shiroma, he's the lead pastor at The Gathering. He's a teacher and visionary. He's a man who loves sports, particularly athletics. Previously, James served as senior pastor at Cornerstone Fellowship there in Mililani for 9 years. He's also been a youth pastor in Fort Worth, Texas while he was in seminary. He's been a speaker at conferences, at other churches and youth camps. He graduated from Hawaii Baptist Academy, the University of Hawaii, where he received his bachelor's degree in journalism, and Southwestern Seminary, where he got his MDiv, his Master of Divinity, with biblical languages. Julie Shiroma, his dear wife, is responsible for leading worship, overseeing many gatherings, and connecting the nuts and bolts of the gathering church. Originally from Alexandria, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., she enjoys surfing, reading, watching TV, and traveling to Turkey. Her experience includes youth ministry, Bible study fellowship, Macedonian project, missions, and she served as a mission trip leader to Turkey. She graduated from Fort Hunt High School in Virginia and Virginia Tech, where she received her bachelor's degree in English. James, Pastor James and Julie, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Well, I just touched a little on it. Here's a gal from Virginia and a guy from Hawaii, and here you are together here. But take us back. In fact, James, where did you grow up here in Hawaii?
All right. There are two facets to my growing up years. Till the age of 9, I grew up on the island of Maui, in upcountry Maui, in a town called Pukalani. And it was a really ideal place for us to grow up.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful place. Beautiful people. My dad was a pastor, senior pastor at Pukalani Baptist Church. So we had an incredible church. And so my formative years, that, you know, it was an awesome place to grow up. And then from Pukalani, my dad and mom received a call from the Lord to go to Waianae Baptist Church, where my dad was called to be senior pastor. And I can remember before that happening how my mom and dad, they would be praying and they would ask God, you know, God, is this where you want us to be? And when they said that we were going there, how people told them, hey, don't go to Waianae. You know, you're in an ideal place, an ideal church. And my dad and mom, they knew that. But they really felt a strong call of God to go to Waianae. And so from the age of 9 and for the next 22 years, my dad pastored at Waianae Baptist Church until he retired. And so I say part of my life, Pukalani, and then the next part of my life, Waianae. Hmm.
Because, what, 18, right?
18 years, yep.
And right into your adulthood. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what's really interesting is how, okay, there you are, Maui boy, and then you're growing up in Waianae, and how the Lord is preparing early on. See, sometimes we don't realize the kind of preparation that God does, and he's very purposeful, I think, in the way that he prepares, and we have no idea. We're just living, mm-hmm. and it's happening. Okay, now I'm looking here at Julie. Take us to Alexandria, Virginia. Tell us about it. What was it like growing up there?
Alexandria is a great place to grow up. The people are amazing. You're right outside of D.C. You're at history's doorstep. That's the Washington Monument is my backyard. So it was a great place to grow up. I never in a million years anticipated even visiting Hawaii, much less living here. But God has a different plan, and he has a great sense of humor mm-hmm. in the midst of that.
Somehow I say to myself as I listen to you, there's faith involved here. And God is moving, preparing, moving, executing his plans. What was one of your favorite memories growing up there in Alexandria, Virginia?
We just had an amazing community. You know, you could walk to the high school, football. My brother was involved in football. We were involved in sports. Everybody knew each other. It was kind of a culture that I don't really see around much anymore, and I miss and I long for.
What kind of culture?
Where people, you could actually walk to school, and you didn't have some of the problems that you have today, mm. and you could play outside in your neighborhood. You could leave your doors unlocked, you know, that sort of thing, playing hide and seek at night, and your parents didn't wonder if you weren't within eyesight.
You know, in this world of chaos, that's a very, very securing thought mm-hmm. to think that mm-hmm. kids could grow up like that. I'm just, there may be some certain places like that today, but I think they're getting fewer and fewer mm-hmm. as our world closes in, so to speak. The world gets smaller and things develop. Pastor James, what about you? Okay, you talked about Waianae and Maui, Pukalani. What are one of your great memories of growing up?
Well, you know, when growing up in Waianae, we can talk about going fishing and going body surfing and boogie boarding. But one of the greatest memories for me happened over a period of 2 years when I was in 7th and 8th grade. And we had this Sunday school teacher by the name of Jim Brito, a retired Marine sergeant, graduated from Waianae High School, and he just laid down the word every Sunday. The way that you would picture a Marine sergeant doing his drills, that's how he treated his Sunday school class. And, you know, all of us were 7th and 8th graders. We loved going to his class, and he was pretty strict on us, and he laid down the word every Sunday during Sunday school, but we just so appreciated hearing truth. And I can remember when he went through Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, where Jesus said, not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven. And just going back and hashing that passage out and just having to reconcile my own salvation and how every week would say, hey, God needs to be real in your life. God needs to be real. And so I can just remember the kind of impact that made on me as a 7th and 8th grader.
So, okay, Jim Brito, he influenced you.
Yeah.
Early on. Mm-hmm. Julie, how about you? Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably the woman who's had the greatest impact on me continuing as an adult was, now I didn't grow up in church at all. And so I didn't start going till junior high. I just decided I wanted to go on my own. And as a high school person, or a young adult, there was a Sunday school teacher named Betha K. Stoddard who just knew things about Jesus and scripture in ways that were authentic and real. And when I asked her how she knew all that stuff, because I wanted to know it in the same kind of way, she was a leader at Bible Study Fellowship and invited me to go to that. And so for 14 years in D.C. and then here on the island, I've been involved in Bible Study Fellowship.
So you're still involved with Bible Study Fellowship?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Honolulu Day class.
Yeah, I've heard so many great things.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know, it's like the things I've heard, just the depth of knowledge of the Word and understanding of the Word.
Not only knowledge of the Word, but how it's still living and it applies today.
Wow. So people influenced you and you grew. And so were you a teen when you became a Christian?
I was. I think seventh grade. Right around there.
Okay. Now, what was it about Christ that grabbed hold of your heart at that time?
I had always wanted to be in church, and we just didn't go. And so I think God had been calling me from a young age to Him. And when I was a teenager, I'd been going to church maybe 2 months, and there was a revival, and the people there explained that the reason I wanted to connect with God but couldn't was because of the sin or just the things that I do that don't please God, and that Jesus had died for that and I could be connected with Him in a real relationship. I understood that for the first time and decided, okay, this is someone I want to follow. This is someone I want to get to know. And so it was explained as a teenager.
You know, people wonder quite often, I think, about making sense of the past. Now, we're kind of taking a walk down memory lane in your own lives. But making sense of the past, because we want some kind of purpose for today. We want a purpose for our future. And life as a Christ follower has given you that. People hunger for that.
Mm-hmm.
Christ has given me. He's given us purpose in our lives. And things, you know, might seem sometimes discombobulated in our lives before Christ, and sometimes even as Christ followers, discombobulated. But here you are. You've gone into the ministry. I want to find out, even, James, how you received your calling. How did you know? Okay, just because you grew up as a son of a pastor, how did you know that you yourself were called to be a pastor? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about that. I'd like for you to share that, because, you see, God, as you're listening today, the Lord has a distinct purpose for people. Don't ever think that He's kind of winking at you or He's jumped over you in His plans for mankind. As He looks, you know, the eyes of the Lord, the Bible says, move to and fro throughout the earth, that He might strongly support those whose hearts are completely His. And today, if you would just say, Lord, I need some direction, some guidance. You know what? He sent Pastor James and Julie Sharoma here to remind you that God is a God of love and purpose and redemption. We're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, you'll hear more from them. Church planters. They know what it is to start a church from scratch. They know what it is to reach out to people who don't know the Lord. They know what it is to travel to other parts of the world to share about God's love and hope. A woman from Virginia and a man from Hawaii together being used by God to do great things, to walk and to live a life of faith. You'll be encouraged and inspired by more. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's a journalism major when he went to college. He got his university undergraduate degree in journalism. So he's interested in communicating, passing on certain messages that affect people, impact people. And now, who would have known that God would have called him and led him to use his skills and his gifting to communicate a message of hope and life to people? I'm talking about my featured guest today, Pastor James Shiroma, and his dear wife, Julie. They're here in studio with me. They are the church planting couple, pastors of the Gathering Church in Mililani. And you might be tuning in right now and you might be saying to yourself, okay, I caught the tail end of that last segment. I want to hear the rest of the show. Can I hear the rest of the show in its entirety? Absolutely, yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Yes, I'm Danny Yamashiro, and you're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and it's a blessing to have you with us today. You know, God has a certain something special just for you through our featured guest. Pastor James, okay, journalism major. How did you get your call to be a pastor?
All right. Well, it starts all the way back when I was 7, and that's when I gave my life to Jesus. And from that time, growing up in a pastor's house in Hawaii, several things. First of all, I did not want to be a pastor because growing up in a pastor's house, you really see all the background and what goes on and the work. And so I told myself, I don't want to be like my dad. I don't want to do what he's doing. And in my mind, I thought, I just want to be the most active person in the church. And from a young age, though, I we would always have missionaries from different parts of the world, and we would have pastors and mission groups from the mainland. And, you know, they would talk about all of these great things going on, you know, how God was moving in different parts of the world and how big the churches on the mainland were. And so as a child, I would pray, say, God, please send pastors and missionaries and let Hawaii be like that, whatever that looks like outside of Hawaii. And however you're moving around the world, move like that and send people. And I said, but don't send me. I promise I'll be the most active person in the church. Right. And I can remember just in my sophomore year in high school, I went to White Baptist Academy and recommitting my life to God. You know, up to that time, my Christianity was about do's and don'ts. It was about trying to figure out how do I navigate, you know, growing up as a high school student and you know, fitting in and doing all the things that high school students do. And then working my Christianity in with that. But we were challenged to, during a Christian Emphasis Week, we were challenged to give our lives fully to the Lord. That, you know, the speaker that week said that there's some of you who are just walking the fence. You have one foot in with Jesus and one foot in with the world. And he said that you're probably the most miserable person on the earth. And I was like, that's me. You know, I'm just kind of like one foot in for God, one foot in for myself and the things that I want to do. He also talked about relationship with God, that we need to have an intimate, growing relationship with the Lord, that Christianity is not about do's and don'ts. It's not about following a set of rules, but just, you know, being connected with this awesome God. And so that week, I recommitted my life to God. I said, God, I know you. I know that when I was 7, I gave my life to you. But God, I want you to own every part of me. And so from that sophomore year, I said, God, I want to like get off the fence. I want to go all out for you. And I also said, God, I want to just grow in this intimate relationship with you. And when that began to happen, the prayers that I gave, I said, God, please send people to Hawaii and don't let me be one of those pastors. But I promise, if you send more people to Hawaii, I'll be the most active person in the church.
So you're surrendering but hedging at the same time.
I was big time hedging, you know. And so I was like, okay, God. So if
hey, you're not alone. It's a comforting thought. You're not alone. There are others, and the Lord. But the beauty of it is the Lord works in us and through us in spite of that.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yeah, and so what happened was by the time I was a senior in high school, we had, you know, I had people mentoring me, our campus pastor, Ted Goslin. For whatever reason, I was not one of the strongest Christians on campus, wouldn't consider myself a leader, I didn't consider myself influential, if anything. I was just known as a football player. But he just, for whatever reason, began pouring into my life every week. And it was me and this other guy, John, who, you know, he was a 4-point-something student, went on to the Air Force Academy, and then there was me, right? John was an awesome follower of Jesus. And so in my mind, I'm like, why is he wanting to meet with me? I'm not even involved in the Christian club, you know, servant group. And so, but he just kept meeting with me, and kept challenging me about what God desired to do with my life. And, you know, as I became a junior senior, gave me opportunity to share my testimony in front of the school, and when I graduated from high school, he just kept pouring into me, you know, and he eventually went to become a pastor on the Big Island, but he still kept writing me, calling me. But it was in my senior year, while he was pouring into my life, that I began to sense a call from God to be a pastor. And in my mind, I'm thinking, this could be good, or it could be very scary. And I wrestled with that. And so I thought, well, maybe I'll go to college and try to figure it out. I spent 4 years at the University of Hawaii running from God's call, still telling God, I'm going to be the most active person in the church. I will spend every waking moment of my life, but don't let me be a pastor. But after going through 4 years of school, majoring in journalism, experiencing everything that there was to experience as a journalism major, you know, the internships, sports editor for Kaleo, worked at a radio station, worked at Channel 2 Sports. There was this sense of something in me that said, wow, I can do all that, but there's something that God desires for me to do. And the thought of spending the rest of my life knowing that there's something out there that God wanted me to do, something that's bigger than anything I could have imagined, knowing that when I turned 50, that I would have missed out on all that was just daunting. Mm. And so at that moment, I just said, God, I want to surrender it all to you, whatever it takes. I just want to give it to you. And once that happened, I had my friends who were not followers of Jesus who thought I was crazy. But I sensed this release and the sense of purpose that you were talking about. And I said, from now, this is going to be my life mission, that I'm going to do everything possible to fulfill this call that God has for my life. And I look back and I haven't regretted anything. And And I'm so glad that I followed God's call into ministry. This is the best thing that could have ever happened to me.
Well, I want to hear. Okay, so you went on from college, then you went on. Did you go on to seminary right after that? How did that all work out? What did you do?
Yeah, semester after I graduated from the University of Hawaii, I went on to seminary in Fort Worth, Texas, to Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And I spent 3 years there and majored in, or had a master's in divinity with biblical languages, and with the intent to come back. I always felt the call to come back to Hawaii.
And God knew that at some certain point, he was going to introduce you to the woman that was destined to be your wife. Julie, now, this, it's like parallel lives here, right?
So he's God is good.
He's growing. He's going to college, and he's getting his seminary degree. And what were you doing during that time?
I'm 4 years older than James. So I went to college at Virginia Tech. I thought I would be an English teacher and decided I would be a flight attendant for a couple of years. And that ended up being about 16 years working for the airlines. And what that enabled to happen was it gave me the time and the finances to be able to do youth ministry. And so I was a volunteer youth minister. At times we didn't have a youth pastor, so I was the youth director. And he was preparing me to come to Hawaii and lead a trip here.
Well, we all love a good romance. We all love to hear how God brings people together. So how did that happen? How did you guys meet?
You want me to start?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, while I was at Cornerstone, I was a young pastor. I started when I was 27 years old. I was single and very much available. And about a year or 2 years into my time at Cornerstone.
And you planted that church, right? You were the lead pastor to plant that church.
Yeah, we did. Mililani Baptist, they sent about 35, 40 people to help start the church, Cornerstone. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, I dated a girl for about 3 years and we were even engaged. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, wow, this is the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. You begin preparing your heart, you prepare your future. But she broke it off with me. She broke off the engagement. She broke off our relationship. And I just had this broken heart. I just talking brokenness and the depth of brokenness, you know? And there was also this part of me that wondered if anyone would ever love me again. There's a season that I had to go through in recognizing that my world does not revolve around that rejection. And so, but after the breakup, you know, it was hard, and there were nights that I cried. I cried to God, but it was a great time for me. And then I was able to say, God, I want to commit to you. My relationship with you. I just want to pour into my relationship with you. I want to grow with you. And then I said, I also want to commit to the ministry. I just want to give the ministry my all, give it everything, you know, that I can, reaching people. And that became my focus. I just said, God, I just want to give you my all. And 2 years later, almost 2 years, not really to the day, but about 2 years, Julie, her church, First Baptist Church in Alexandria, they sent 41 youth with 9 adult leaders to come on a mission trip to Hawaii. And our church, Cornerstone Fellowship, facilitated a lot of their mission work here in Hawaii. We sent them out to the leeward side to do sports camps. We sent them to different parts of the island to sing, and their youth choir sang. But on the day that she arrived, you know, as pastor, you need to show up to the airport, right, to say, hey, hi to everybody. And so I went I wasn't even thinking that I was going to meet my future wife. I'm just thinking logistics. And so I go down to the airport, and at baggage claim, I see this really pretty blonde woman, you know, she just at baggage claim. And I'm thinking, wow, she looks pretty awesome. But I also appreciated the glow that she had and the way that she surrounded her students, and the way that they came up to her and they embraced her, and they, you know, she just loved on them. There's just something special about her at that time that I met her at baggage claim.
And, you know, hey, we're on radio here. So, wait, nobody can see blushing, right? on the radio.
That wasn't a glow. That was 12 hours of airplane sweat.
That's what was glowing.
Yeah. For me, my ends, my church said, we didn't have a pastor at the time, a youth pastor, and said, well, if you go and take care of the kids, we'll enable you to go. And I thought, sure. And but the closer it got, I honestly didn't want to come. I was heading out to Turkey a week later once I returned from Hawaii, and that's kind of where my focus was. And I was, I think, 38 at this point. Is that how I was 37 at this point? And there are times in my single adulthood where I was more focused on dating, but this wasn't one of them, and I was content being single. I had a great ministry. I had a house. I had family, and I had a fun life. And when we were about a month out from the trip, the secretary came up to me and said, oh, we just got off the phone with that pastor in Hawaii, and he's so nice, and he's single. And that was so irritating. I was like, so? You know, everybody wants to set you up when you're single. And honestly, I'd forgotten about that conversation. So when we landed, I saw him, and I thought, oh, he's cute. And then I thought, oh, I bet that's that pastor. And I didn't really think much of it. And we would talk here and there throughout the week. But my kids and my chaperones were like, oh, you and James, you and James. And I said, that is so dumb. He lives here in Hawaii, and I live in D.C. That's just not going to happen. So the night before I left, he asked for my email address. We started emailing, and then we were engaged 8 months later.
Ooh, the plot thickens. The plot thickens. We're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we want to hear more about this. Because the Lord is bringing you together, and you know, it's a real thing that happens when God moves, because God, together, the dynamic. Now, James is a gifted man alone, and you are a delightful woman alone, but a dynamic duo when he brings you together in partnership, in marriage, oh, the things that God can do. As you're listening today, as we go into our break, I want you to draw near to the radio, to take a moment to pause and reflect. Because whether it's in marriage or a relationship with someone very significant in your life, the Lord brings people to you and you to them. There's a certain sense of teamwork that God brings together to synergize, to create this dynamic. We're not meant to do it alone, you know. There might be people that you might have been ignoring, but the Lord wants you to open up to them. We'll hear more when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, so they see themselves, they see each other for the first time at the airport, baggage claim. I'm talking about Pastor James Shiroma and his, at that time, was going to be his soon-to-be wife, Julie. She was a flight attendant for U.S. Airways. But God was at work. God was doing something. Pastor James was the pastor of Cornerstone, the lead pastor, and as they planted that church out of Mililani Baptist Church, and the church was growing, building land, buildings. One of the great churches there in central Oahu, Pastor James was the pastor, the Lord was doing a work in their relationship. She all the way from Virginia, and he being a local boy growing up here. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, and I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about this show, and the Lord may even be speaking to you about partnering with us. You know, we need partnership to continue expanding our reach. We have some unique opportunities to expand our ministry, our radio ministry, across the country, and some certain open doors from the Lord. But we need your partnership with us, and the Lord may speak to your heart. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Check out our partners tab, and there's more information there. And you might also, though, be thinking as you listen to the seemingly strange way, but it's very purposeful in how God does it, how he works in people's life. You might even be saying, hey, I want to find out more what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Well, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org and click the Get to Know Jesus tab. And we have a special presentation for you there as well. So Pastor James, Julie, now you guys are here in Hawaii. The Lord is now opening your eyes for each other. Here's a cute guy. Here's a pretty lady. Okay, so what happened after that?
All right, so she goes back to Virginia, and I sent her an email while she was on the plane, and she opened it and she responded. I was like, oh wow, you know how your heart pumps when you're waiting for a response, you finally get the response. I'm like, wow, she responded to my email.
Yeah.
And so we emailed back and forth, mm-hmm. and then we started calling each other. And over the summer, she had to go to Turkey, so she did a mission. She led a mission trip to Turkey, and then, you know, I did a mission trip to Japan, and so we stayed in contact even during that time. But we really began, as we talked, I felt that there was a special connection with her. And I felt that the way that I talked to her and the way she talked about the Lord and the way that I felt she understood me and the way that I felt that she could that I could understand her, it was just really unique. And, you know, even if, you know, when you sit here today, you look at us, we may be two different people, right? I'm just pretty much your plain guy, and she's really fun and artsy. So just on paper, it shouldn't happen, but it was just a God thing because of how he brought us together.
And we were fortunate in that we had people in our lives that knew both of us well. Hmm. So we had common friends that we didn't even know. Like, some of my youth leaders actually had known James for years, and one of my youth workers actually went to high school.
One of my best friends in high school.
Really?
Yeah. So he actually called and made sure I wasn't weird.
Do you want to hear that story?
Sure, of course.
Okay. So, you know, this is long distance, right? So it's high risk because you can put on this mask of who you are. And, And so I wanted to be sure that Julie was okay, you know, that everything was okay with her. And so I found out that one of my best friends in high school went to her church and worked with her in the youth ministry. So I called him. I said, "Hey, do you know Julie Ryan?" He said, "Oh yeah, she's awesome." And started talking about how great she is. And I said, "Hey, I've got one question for you though. Is she weird?"
Such a deep theological question.
Because I
to put it lightly, right? Yeah.
because I needed so to know, right? Because if she was, I just called this whole thing off. You know, I didn't want to waste her time or my time. But he started talking to me. He said, "James, she's really awesome, and in fact, she's too good for you." And you know, my friend was a pretty straight shooter, and he said,
"Pretty straight.
She's too good for you." So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, even if she's not the one, game on, you know. And so we pursued each other, and I asked her to come to Hawaii to check it out. So she left Hawaii on the mission trip late June. She made her first trip to Hawaii just to see if things would work in October. You know, she was able to do that because of her being a flight attendant. And I wanted to just be myself, you know. And so me being myself was that the first two dates we went to Zippy's. Mm. And said, "Hey, this is
local."
"This is local, you know." And I don't know if she thought that was like the fancy dining here in Hawaii, but you know, that's how we connected. But from there, because at that time I was pretty active with the Baptist Convention, I had conferences and meetings on the mainland, and
yes,
she was a flight attendant. We saw each other almost every month, and you know, just even if it was like 3, 4, 5 days a month, you know, she would either come down or I would go up. And so that's how we were able to build our relationship, emails, phone calls, and we just felt that God was in this whole relationship.
So through this all, you got married.
Mm-hmm.
And you're now the pastor's wife of Cornerstone. And then as time goes on, the Lord put something on your heart, and you transition from Cornerstone to plant a church. I'm interested, how did that happen? What was the process?
Well, this was something that God was doing on my heart for years. And
because it seemed like you were pretty good place.
They were great people.
You know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's a great church. And, you know, when we first started Cornerstone, I was, you know, 27, and we had about 35, 40 people who were the core group. And many of them were you know, in their 50s, 60s, and 70s as far as age. And coming from Milani Baptist, they came seeing the success of traditional Baptist work in Hawaii. And even today, Milani Baptist is such an incredible church. And so mm-hmm. we had a lot of their big leaders help to start Cornerstone. And so 27-year-old, inexperienced, single, right? And all of these experienced leaders, there would naturally be some kind of tension. But what the beauty in that was that even in the midst of that, we were able to work together and mm-hmm. to love each other and to grow. And as a church grew, a lot of those leaders became uncles and aunties, and they treated me like their son.
Yeah.
And so it became a very comfortable place. But even in the midst of that, and the church was growing, there are a lot of good things that God was doing during that time. But there was a sense of wrestling inside that God was calling me when I was single, and us after we were married, to start this new church. And I had no idea what it would be called or where it would be, but that we just needed to step out. But again, there's this place of comfort, you know. And so when we got married, that was one of the first things that she and I began to talk about as we wrestled with this sense of calling.
Mm.
And it was easy to stay at Cornerstone. And I said, "Hey, I can do this for the rest of my life." But that sense of wrestling continued, and God would not release me from this wrestling. And we went on a mission trip to Turkey in June of 2006. And right before we went, we just really sensed that God was calling us to leave Cornerstone and to start this new church. And there was a sense of excitement.
This is in Turkey.
Yeah, we were on our way to Turkey. We were on the way, literally on the way to the airport, and God just laid on both of our hearts that our time you know, was done, and that we really did need to start this new church. And so while we were in Turkey, the mission trip consisted of us visiting the seven churches in Revelation, or those cities, and ministering in those areas, sharing the gospel, you know, and as we were going, every morning we'd have devotionals, and the Bible study came from Revelation chapters 2 and 3 about the seven churches in Revelation. Most of those churches compromised what God wanted them to be. And I just really felt every day the Bible studies were for me, because the churches compromised, they died. And I felt like God for the longest time was laying this call on my heart. And I said, no, I can't. I don't want to. And maybe some other time, maybe next time. But I really had a sense from the Lord that if I reject this, this may be the last time he lays it on my heart, that he'll remove this call or this sense of blessing. And the thought of not being full of the Lord, being in God's plan, that freaked me out. And so God used that time in Turkey to affirm this call. And so by the time we left, we were just really secure in the direction that God was calling us.
He even used people on the trip for random conversations. Nobody knew that this is what we had been praying through and were deciding upon. And I would be sitting down at the pool, and a woman who was a pastor's wife sat down next to me, turned to me and said, you know, planting a church was the best thing we ever did, just out of the blues. And I was like, oh, wow, that's freaky. Okay.
Yeah. And no one knew what we were going through. It's just she and I talking through it every night after after we did our mission work. Then she and I would talk, and no one else knew. But God put people in our way.
Somebody today might be just in that place. Mm-hmm. They're in a comfortable place, but there's a stirring in their own heart, stirring in their spirit. They might not even know what to make of it, but there's somewhat of a restlessness that's mm-hmm. going on. And that restlessness for the follower of Christ, you know, the Holy Spirit leads us in that way. It's like a check. He's saying, okay, I'm doing something here. I'm preparing to use you in some way, but you're going to have to take a step outside, we could say outside of the boat or out mm-hmm. beyond the comfort zone. I'm going to be there with you. You would attest that the Lord has been with you all every step of the way too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Lord would say that to you too. I'm going to be with you. It could be a little, there could be a little bit of anxiety that comes along with it, because it's just a feeling of uncertainty. But the Lord is there with you. We've all gone through it, and we go through it in times in our life. And Pastor James and Julie experienced it, and they have stepped out. Their church is called The Gathering. In fact, you can find out more about The Gathering at thegatheringhawaii.org. That's thegatheringhawaii.org. But we're going to take a quick break right now. But when we come back in our final segment of our time together, tough times, challenging times, things that we go through, things that they have gone through in their life. I want you to listen in on that, because when we come back from our break, they're going to share more. I have a sense that what you're going through right now, something and somehow the way that they share it out of their own life, the Lord will use it in a very personal way to minister to you, to encourage you. Hey, this is a moment when you're going to get built up, inspired. And it's not just some happy thought, but something with substance, because it comes from the Lord Jesus himself. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Pastor James and Julie Shiroma.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiua dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Church is called The Gathering, and I'm talking about Pastor James and Julie Shiroma. They're here in studio with me. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. To find out more about our program, to listen to this show in its entirety, you might be saying, hey, can I get the rest of the show? Absolutely, you can get a free podcast at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Gathering. How did you, when you planted this church, you get the vision from, while you're in Turkey, the Lord affirms you that he's going to do something new, and you plant the church. How did you get the name, The Gathering?
Well, there's a lot to a name, and so we really took seriously the what the name would be. We prayed about it, and but as we began to seek out God's will and his plan for the name of the church, Matthew 18:20 popped up. You know, where two or three are gathered in his name, there I am also. And so the idea of gathering, you know, so whether we're two or three or more, that we will be gathered. And then the word ecclesia, the gathering of the called out ones, right? That's how the church was known early on in Christianity, the ecclesia, the gathering of the called out ones. So our idea is that, you know, we're called The Gathering. So as a church in Mililani with our small groups, right, wherever they gather, they're called mini gatherings. The idea is that they're gathering. And where there are two followers of Jesus meeting for coffee, they're gathering. Jesus is there also. But the vision is also that we will be able to start new churches and throughout Hawaii and the world, and we believe that God's going to use us to be a church of influence. And so that's how we came up with the name, The Gathering.
Well, you're pastors, and you're working and serving and ministering to people. I think pastors have an inside look into people's lives. You know how people hurt and their needs. But it isn't often the case that pastors are asked themselves, leaders are asked. But how about you, James, Julie? How has the Lord helped you through difficult times in your own life?
Well, as I shared earlier, there was a time where I went through the whole breaking up of our engagement. That was a rough time, leading as a young pastor and all the pressure that we had to see Cornerstone grow. That was a difficult time in my life. And even starting The Gathering, it was hard because we knew that God called us to do it. And there was a certain way that we felt led to do it. But with that came certain criticisms of how we were doing it. And so that was very difficult. But we were able to say, God, we want to stay focused on you. We don't want to fight any public battles to you know, save our name or whatever. We just want to serve you and let you lead. And so we really have to trust the Lord in all of the circumstances to to know that he's calling us to do the things that he's called us to do. And so in starting the gathering, you know, we just said we're going to focus on this and we're going to love people. We're going to love God with all of our hearts. And we wanted that to be the culture of the church. And so what began to happen was as we began to love God and love each other, and that became the culture of the church, we saw God move in powerful ways. And this past spring, you know, our church, God's really blessed our church. We've grown and we have many different ministries. And so it's been a great 4 or 5 year season in our church where there was just, wow, it's been awesome. But we faced our first transition, our first challenge this past spring. And, you know, we had leaders transitioning out. We had people feeling called to go to seminary. And so it was challenging. And so with that, you know, it brought some challenges on us. And I remember just crying out to the Lord. And one afternoon listening to you and Glenn Yamaguchi, pastor at New Hope Kapolei, just talk. And Pastor Glenn went through a similar circumstance on his on the radio show with you. And that really spoke to my heart, you know. And so just focusing on the Lord and not worrying about the details on the side, but just staying focused and growing in Christ and not turning to the right or to the left, but just staying focused and allowing God to pour into us as we pour into him.
That's a great parting shot of encouragement. Yeah. Someone needs to hear that, and I need to hear that, and I think it's something we can be greatly appreciative of. Julie, could you lead? We got about a minute and a half. Could you lead in a prayer for someone right now who just needs a touch from the Lord right mm-hmm. where they are in their life?
Sure. God, you are the one who sees all things, and you see our hurts and our struggles, and sometimes we are in them because of things we've done or that others have done to us. And sometimes we have no idea why. And so, God, in the midst of all of those questions, I pray that people will be able to look away from their circumstances and into your face and would find your peace and encouragement in the midst of that, along with your wisdom and your grace and your hope. God, you are the one who transforms. Your Spirit is the one who hovers over our hearts and desires to transform and bring life and newness into it. And so, God, I pray for people struggling, that would be a reminder of the light and newness that you can bring into life. God, I thank you for the people who are listening who need those kinds of words and the truth of who you are, that they would hear that from our words, but also in your word and throughout the rest of this week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
A prayer from Julie Sharoma and Pastor James Sharoma from The Gathering. A prayer for you. And the Lord hears that prayer and personalizes it just for you as you respond by faith. In the next few days, you'll hear stories, each one unique, each one in its own way fascinating. I want you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. A big mahalo to Pastor James and Julie Sharoma. And you know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus Christ with someone near you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to find out more about this show, access other resources, other programs. Hey, Philippians 2:4 says, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests today, Pastor James and Julie Sharoma, thegathering.org. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.